any volunteer and pays per recipe report to the City of Perry Fire Station. Everybody is
Tornadoes ripped across Alabama, Georgia, and Florida on Sunday, killing more than 20 people and leaving a wake of destruction. It was the deadliest day for tornadoes in 6 years. All of the deaths reported so far are in Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border. Miranda Fulmore is a reporter for WBHM based in Birmingham, Alabama, and she's in Lee County today. Miranda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Miranda, what can you describe the scene for us? What are you seeing right now?
So I got here late last night, so it was pretty dark, but crews have started this morning. They met at the middle school and have already dispatched over 200 law enforcement and search and rescue. There's a lot of downed trees. There's a downed cell tower. There's a lot going on. It's a very rural area, so, a lot of mobile homes were damaged, but just a lot of downed trees, and they're working to clean that up, but they are actually still looking for missing people that are in the double digits as of right now.
And we know that tornadoes are very difficult weather events to track. How fast moving were these? I mean, how much time did the communities have, if any, to prepare?
There was time. There was preparation reported by multiple media stations, including the National Weather Service, about possible severe weather on Sunday, and they were reporting that as early as Friday. But you know, it was kind of waiting to see where it really actually happened. As for the speed, we don't have any specific speeds as of right now, but we do have a confirmation that out of one of the two tornadoes in Lee County, one of them was an EF3 tornado. It stretched about a half mile wide and a mile long.
Miranda, was there also a question of folks not being able to evacuate? Oftentimes we sort of assume that everyone can get out. This community sounds like it may haven't had that opportunity to leave. Are there economic concerns here?
Well, I would definitely say it's a rural area. It's unincorporated. So it's definitely farther apart from local hospitals, and it's over by Opelika and Auburn, which are the bigger areas, the bigger cities here in Alabama, or one of a few bigger cities here.
And Miranda, we've got about 30 seconds left. Just want to ask you, the state of Alabama has been a center point for those who have died. More than 200 people were killed by tornadoes in 2011 in Alabama. Is the state doing anything, or could they be doing more to prevent these deaths?
I will say that the Sheriff Jones here for Lee County, he said that he hasn't seen anything like this in 50 years. This is very big for Lee County. As for doing more, there was a lot of media preparation, but Governor Kay Ivey and the White House said that they are ready to step in and help where they can.
Miranda Fulmore is a reporter for WBHM based in Birmingham, Alabama. She's in Lee County now covering the aftermath of the deadly tornadoes. Miranda, thank you.
Thank you.
And we've been hearing from our listeners in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia about whether they were affected. One listener wrote to us, "I live in Southwest Georgia. Tornadoes are a fact of life here. I spent some of yesterday sitting in my closet since it's the only room with no windows. I'd love to have a storm basement, but the water table is too high here. You always have to be ready." Have you or your family been affected by the tornadoes? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.